Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe right now. We have an exciting show as we always do. Have you ever put trust in someone and they let you down? That ultimate trust now that should be given to who we're going to be talking about should be given to. Maybe you put all your trust into money, into insurance, into a spouse. And at the ultimate end of the day now, you've given this trust to someone, your heart, your mind, your soul, and they've let you down. We're going to be talking about the one, when you give that trust to him, he will never let you down. And then you'll have that contentment and peace that you're probably missing. On this week's show, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Omar Shahi, how are you, Sheikh?
Fine, thank you, alhamdulillah.
Thank you for being with us on the Dean Show.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Now, I opened up the show and I talked about, you know, insurance. I talked about a spouse. And obviously, you know, we have some trust in the vehicle that we're driving and our spouse that maybe, you know, they won't do certain things. But we were talking about that ultimate trust and reliance that now when a lot of times when you have an insurance company, for instance, and you now it lets you down because they didn't cover, you know, the hurricane that just came yes. through. And now you're lost. You become hopeless. So we want to talk about, you know, having that ultimate trust save for who?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his servant and last messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this trust should go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one and the only one can lift you up from the hopelessness we live in, from the disaster situation we live in. Especially nowadays, when Muslims' ummah become like strangers and all the circumstances around us is terrible, problems, disaster. We move from problem to another one, from disaster situation to a worst one. All of us should flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust him the most. Otherwise, we are losers.
Now, what does that mean? You know, like someone thinks, okay, so I just trust in Allah and what I just, you know, everything's supposed to be okay. What when we say trust in Allah for the average person, what trust in God, what does that mean? What does that entail?
That's a good question. Trusting Allah, it doesn't mean you sit down and just wait for his victory, to grant you victory while you are sitting. Let's go back together to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and start looking how he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he did in addition to this trust. This is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once while he was walking in the street, he saw Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i. He told him, Ya Adi, O Adi, أَعْلَمُ مَا الَّذِي يَمْنَعُكَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ I know what prevents you from Islam. إنك تقول في نفسك you say to yourself إن المسلمين ضعفاء فقراء مقهورين Muslims are poor, weak, not respected. Then now listen to what he told him. يا عدي oh عدي a day will come for this ummah when the woman is traveling from Hadramaut to Mecca have no fear but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisra's treasurers will be captured by the Muslims' ummah. Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i got shocked. Kisra ibn Hormuz? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed three times. Kisra ibn Hormuz, Kisra ibn Hormuz, Kisra ibn Hormuz. Let's now take a look together. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when and what he said. He said that in the beginning of the da'wah, when there is no government or authority to help him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most, if not all, of his followers were slaves, have no power, no authority. People give up on Islam because they did not see any supporters. At that moment, he talked and he plant, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hope in Muslims, in weak Muslims that time hearts, by saying, a day will come when Kisra's treasurers will be captured by the Muslims' ummah. So he gave them a hint. Why he gives such a big hope, a big promise, while he lived in very weak situation? Because he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. So in addition to we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not stop moving. He kept going forward, working for this deen, but never ever lose a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never be hopeless of Allah's mercy, of Allah's victory, of Allah's promises. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him with the victory, sooner or later, that's it. To him, it's done deal. And he started going toward this line. He never stopped, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that weak situation, the same thing. A high delegation from Quraysh came to him, offering him many things. And they told him, O Prophet Muhammad, we are willing to worship your God one day, you worship ours next one. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not respond. Then they offered him more. O Prophet Muhammad, we are willing to worship your God one full week, you worship our just one day, or one day a week for our God, full week for yours. Never responds. Then he said, they offered him more. O Prophet Muhammad, we are willing to worship your God one full month, and you worship our just one day a month. Never responds. They offered him, O Prophet Muhammad, we are willing to worship your God one full year, and you worship or just one day a year. One day a year. His response, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the response, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. O Muhammad, say to those disbelievers, I worship not what you worship, nor you worship what I worship. He confirmed this statement twice. Then he said, you have your own way and I have mine.
Sheikh, we're going to take a break and we'll come back to cover this very important topic some more here on The Dean Show.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with Dr. Omar Shaheen. Now the person, Sheikh, says, you know what? I trust in the almighty dollar. What do you tell him?
You are trusting the wrong one. Mm-hmm. Because who is giving you the dollar? Who is giving you the rizq? Who is giving you the money? Who is provide with all of these things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is lift up you spiritual wise? Who does everything for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Doesn't it say even on the dollar in God we trust? Isn't it interesting? This is the topic we're talking about. Have you seen it says in God
yes.
we trust?
That's what I respect this money. This is one of Allah's favors, and we should take care of it, and we should work for it. And the trusting Allah means I should believe that He is the one and the only one can give or can take back. That's number one. Number two, we should work to get this dollars, this money, in a very lawful, halal way. So this is kind of trust, and it's connection with the trust. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he emigrated from Mecca to Medina, Quraysh sent after him everyone, 100 camels for whoever bring Muhammad dead or life. And guess what? Suraq ibn Malik reached him. And few feet between him and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Suraq noticed that his horse is drowning in the sand. So that moment, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, look at him. Look, listen to this. What kind of strong trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At this moment, weaknesses, very weak situation. He is in the middle of the desert with only one of his friends, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Everybody after him. But what he said? Ya Suraqa, irja' walaka siwaray kisra. Go back And I promise you with a bracelet of Kisra. Ya Allah. What kind of a promise is this? You just left your beloved city, Mecca. You have no supporters there. They give you a hard time, even your close relatives. And now you promise with the bracelet of Kisra? Yes, he did. Why? Because he trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And he trusts that Allah will never put him down. He trusts Allah's promises. Do we have the same trust or we don't? That's a big question we should ask ourselves every night before we go to sleep. What kind of trust I have? But we have to notice that in addition to this trust, what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not stay in Medina, in Mecca, I'm sorry, and he said, oh, I trust Allah, he will grant me victory. No, he did action. So action and trust goes together. We should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, but before and after, we should do some actions. But keep silent, standing, sitting in our homes, doing nothing, that's not Islam. Islam needs you to trust and do some action. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He promised with the bracelet of Kisra, and he, while he was going to Medina in order to save his deen, his faith, and establish a Muslim country, a Muslim government, get around him the supporters, then in over Umar's radiallahu anhu days, they conquered Al-Madain and they brought all wealth and put it before Umar. And they told Umar radiallahu anhu, when he saw that, he started crying. And he said, I swear by Allah who brought this wealth is an honest man. The Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman stood up and he was the one who brought this wealth. And he told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, O Amir al-Mu'minin, لقد عففت فعفت رعيتك ولو خنت لخانت رعيتك. You are an honest people, an honest person. Your people become honest people like you. Otherwise, they will be otherwise. Then he asked for the bracelet of Kisra and called Suraqa and gave it to him. And he told him, this is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, promise. So this is the trust we need in our life. Imagine that over Umar's days, after the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise after his death, and he never felt that there is something wrong. If Allah promised something, it's over, it's done deal. Do we believe it this way or we don't? That's a question. Mm-hmm. We need to take actions in addition to the trust we should fill our hearts with.
So this scenario that you painted, this was actually a bounty hunter that was coming to get. This is actually a prophecy that was fulfilled. We have many established facts, not fiction, in the Quran on science and other prophecies. What you just mentioned was actual prophecy that the Prophet ﷺ had told this bounty hunter that he would go ahead and get these bracelets from Kisra. Mm-hmm. And then this actually transpired. This is amazing. Tell us, Sheikh, that now for somebody to have trust in their Creator, let's say many people become despondent. They fall into despair because now it's one calamity after the next, and they start panicking, and they think, and it becomes worse because they think now that the Creator, Allah, is angry with me. So now they become even more sad and fall into despair.
Absolutely. We never, as a Muslims, she never should be hopeless of Allah's mercy. No matter what we have done, no matter what, how many kinds of sins we have done, never be hopeless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Uhud battle, he went to take a nap, rest. At that moment, one of the disbelievers get to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and put the sword over his neck like this. And he wake him up. قُمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Wake up, Muhammad. مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي الْآنِ. Who will protect you now, Muhammad? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with full trust, open his eyes and look at him and answered his questions easy, as simple as, اللَّهُ يَمْنَعُنِي مِنْكَ. اللَّهُ يَمْنَعُنِي مِنْكَ. Allah protected me from you. The disbeliever, the minute, the second he heard the word Allah, he started shaking and the sword fell down. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, picked it up and put it over the mushrik neck. And he told him, who will protect you now? So the disbeliever start begging the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ set him free as usual. That's kind of trust we need, even in the worst circumstances around us. The only trust, or the only one we should trust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the only one capable to save us from all what we face in our life.
That is an amazing example and scenario. We're going to go to break, but not only do we see that trust in the Creator, but also the mercy of the last and final messenger. He wasn't
absolutely
chopping off his head.
Yes.
He let him go.
Yes,
even absolute. Though he threatened his life.
Absolutely. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Amazing. That's the last and final messenger sent to mankind. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who's a brother to Jesus, Moses, Abraham. They all came with the same message. Worship the Creator, not the creation. We'll be right back with more here on The Deen Show.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Deen Show with Dr. Omar Shaheen. Thank you again for being with us. Now, let's go back to some people say, yeah, I trust in Allah. But the person, let's say, is not establishing the commands in their life, from the injunctions in their life that the Creator told them to do. Prayer 5 times a day, you know, good conduct, good character, developing themselves to be a better human being each and every day. So they might be deceiving in business relations, you know, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Gambling, smoking, alcohol. And the person says, look, I trust in God. Does that have to be now coincided
Absolutely.
With obedience to God?
It doesn't work. Trust without action, it's nothing. Trust, and you need to work for this trust, to empower this trust and transfer it to action. If this trust, you did not transfer it to action, it looks like you have done nothing. Let's go to other prophets, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, you just mentioned. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, after all what he have done for the sake of Allah, calling his people, calling his father, and do this, do that, try to convince them that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they decide to burn him alive after all of this action. And they put him in the cult pulpit, and they are about to throw him into the fire.
Ibrahim,
peace be upon him. At that moment, look now to the trust. It took place after the trust, before and after. After the action, I'm sorry.
Yes.
The angel came to him asking him, oh, Ibrahim, alaka haja, do you need anything from me? Oh, my God, listen to this answer. He said, amma minka fala. Amma minhu. فَعِلْمُهُ بِحَالِي يُغْنِيهِ عَنْ سُؤَالِي حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ نَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ From you, an angel. He's talking to an angel. I don't need anything. But from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows my situation. He's going to take care of me. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ نَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this dua. Responds to this trust by commanding the fire to be peace and cool on Ibrahim. And this is what happened. No mediator, no third party between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not ask the angel. Even we know that the angel have power, have authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he direct this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah saved him by commanding the fire. We should trust even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words. One of the Imam Malik's students, his name is Sahnoon, he used to recite Al-Fatiha over any sick person. Just Al-Fatiha.
Yes.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a cureness right away. Once a sick, very sick person came to him, traveling actually, traveled to him, but they told him, I'm sorry, Imam Sahnoon passed away. One of his students, he felt sorry for this sick person. So he told him, I know what my imam, my sheikh used to recite. He recited Al-Fatiha once, twice, thrice, first day, second day. Nothing changed. Getting worse. So he said the beautiful statements has a lot to do with the trust. He said, this is Al-Fatiha. ولكن أين يقين سحنون هذه الفاتحة ولكن أين يكون يقين سحنون؟ This is الفاتحة but where is the يقين of سحنون؟ We all recite الفاتحة 17 times minimum a day. Do we trust what we are saying? Do we practice what we are reciting? إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. We worship no one but you. We seek no help but yours. Do we believe it? Do we practice this in our life or we don't? That's a big question, need an answer.
Yes.
One of the good people who was going home have one loaf of bread. He met a poor person asking for charity. So this person, because he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, if I give him one, Allah will give me 10, as promised in the Quran. That's the trust of Allah's promises. He gave it to him. He went home. His wife asked him, where is the food? Listen to his answer. He told her, it is coming. Why? Because he trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. I give one, I'll take 10. How? I don't know. It's Allah's business. When? I don't know. It's Allah's business. But he have this trust. And he believed that he won't be more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I, a human being, felt sorry for a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't let me go hungry and sleep with my family hungry. So a few minutes later, somebody knocking his door. He opened the door. This person carrying something. He told him, this is a gift from my master. So he said, Jazakallahu khairan, thank you very much. But wait a minute, he opened it, he found loaves of bread. And he started counting. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9. He said, Jazakallahu khairan, but where's the 10th? He said, my God, how do you know it were 10? He said, because I give one, I should get 10.
That's what
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised me and others. He told them, wallahi, you are right. I ate it in my way to you. So this is the trust, this kind of trust we need. We need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our child, God forbid, got sick, or one of us, the first thing you should come to your mind, not medical insurance, not I am friend of doctor, I know diagnose, I can diagnose this disease, I have the medicine. You should trust Allah the most, that He is the one and the only one who grant you cureness. What Allah said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I got sick, Allah grant me cureness. Not my clinic, not your medical insurance, not the medicine in the pharmacy, not all doctors you know. Allah is the one and the only one can grant you cureness. When you believe it this way, when this comes first to your mind, Allah will guide you to the right doctor, and He will guide the doctor to the right medicine, and He will put in this medicine the cureness you are asking for. Otherwise, we are losers.
Beautiful advice. Thank you again for being with us. May the Creator of heavens and earth reward you. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair.
Salaam alaikum. So there you have it. The answer to all of your problems is when you take the necessary action that you need to do. The capabilities that God has given you, you take them and you act upon whatever you need to do. You go out there and you do your best to get that job. You do your best to find the cure for that ailment. But at the end of the day, you put all your reliance and trust on the Creator, the one who created you. And that's how you'll be successful. So thank you for tuning into The Deen Show. Again, subscribe if you haven't already. Follow us on the Facebook, Twitter, and be back with us again next week for another exciting show. Until then, peace be with you.